Shalom, everyone, and you can be seated if you are standing. And what I'm here is I'm here to introduce to you the greatest teacher in the world is going to be speaking at the end of this service today. But you need to listen to every single speaker who comes before him, because each one of them is one of his seeds that he has trained in these last days to help us women especially in understanding the prophecies that are being fulfilled. So please pay attention to each speaker and wait and listen intently and stay tuned to the very end, and you will be given all the information you need in order to stand strong and firm in these last days. And I turn it over to the next priest. Praise Yahweh.
And now we're going to turn services over to the great queens of the house of Yahweh.
Shabbat Shalom again. Please be seated, sit up wherever you are, and start to pay attention to what's going to be brought forth today. Now, I had done a Yisrael Says search on everything that I have brought before. So what I'm going to do is, for those of you who are not familiar with the Yisrael Says program, I'm going to give you a brief overview. And if I could have my first slide, please. The best way to access the Yisrael Says program is through the Yahweh.com website. And if you look on your screen, you'll notice that there is a Yisrael Says program here. You want to select the Here button, and it will take you to the actual Yisrael Says program. Could I have my next slide, please? Now, this is what the Yisrael Says program will look like on your laptop or computer. As you see, there are several books of Yisrael that are listed there. And what you want to do is, there are three lines. The first line box allows you to select the book you want to choose. The second line, if you select a certain book, will actually give you a chapter. And then the third line is where you actually want to type your search in. This is where you type in what you're wanting to search for. If I could have my next slide, please. Now, this is what it looks like on your phone or your tablet. It's the same layout. It's just in a smaller format. Again, the first line, you select your book. The second line, you select your chapter. And then the third line is where you actually type in the search that you want to look up in the Yisrael Says program. Can I have my next slide, please? Now, what this does is, as you're typing in your search question, there are certain keywords that the program will attach to and give you suggestions of your search. If you think that's what you want to search for, select one of the suggestions and then hit the go button, and it will take you to the books that are actually linked to those search questions. Now, if you have any questions, you can go to the Yisrael Says program website online, and there will be an agent will actually recognize that you have entered the website. And if you have any questions, you can just type your question right there, and they can direct you exactly how to use the program. Now, my Yisrael Says search that I did, I was looking for the scepter. And the reason why I chose the word scepter is because that is what the overseer has been bringing forth for us. He is the scepter. The greatest kingdom in the universe is changing hands. And there is a scepter that is going to change hands, and it is actually going to be given to the one that it was originally meant for. And we are in that time period. If I could have my next slide, please. And in the fifth book of Yisrael, this is a search that came in. As you notice, the search results for scepter. It's the fifth book of Yisrael, chapter 12, verse 46. And of course, this is Hebrews, and it says, verse 8, but to the son, his sons, he says, the throne of your father is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness. Righteousness is keeping the law and is the scepter of your kingdom. So as we keep the laws, as the overseer has brought out, we keep the laws. We stand up for the laws. We are actually going to be obtaining a part in the kingdom and that scepter of righteousness. If I could have my next slide, please. Now, this one is the 10th book of Yisrael, part 2, chapter 22, verse 105. And it says, verse 30, then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. This is going to be coming very, very soon, as you can see what's going on in the events going out there today. If you notice the highlighted area, it says, the scepter will at that time be given to the one who was actually raised, bred, and raised to perfection by Yahweh's people. And he will come, and he will at that time have the authority to take over the nations. This is what's taking place at this time. If I could have my next slide, please. And then in the 10th book of Yisrael, part 2, again, this is the scepter search, the search results for the scepter. The 10th book of Yisrael, part 2, chapter 21, verse 96. And then in verse 10, you see then the scepter of righteousness of Yeshua. And then, of course, the donkeys and the donkeys' colts that are for the building of the house of Yahweh in these last days. That is us, sisters. We are the donkey's colts. We are here to train our children, to train others, our sisters, to train the people that will be coming of this righteous scepter. If I could have my last slide, please. And this is the 10th book of Yisrael, part 2, chapter 16, verse 14. Well, his scepter in verse 10 is a scepter of righteousness, and that's what each one of us must obtain in order to be a part of this work with Yeshua, to keep fastened to the chosen branch that is pastor in these last days, that he is riding in this time period and he sits upon it in this time period. That is, we're the beast that carries the burden of the work in these last days to all the nations. We carry the burden. And it's not a burden to us if we believe into the one sent, if we believe into Yeshua, if we believe into Yahweh, and we stand strong and firm for the laws that Yahweh is presenting to us. And with that, I'll turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You can be seated. Let us rejoice in the great house of Yahweh. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, honk your horns if your spiritual plate is overflowing. Praise Yahweh. I personally have learned a lot during this feast. Things are getting clearer, real, and it's like never before. I have learned how the lack of self-control has resulted to all these problems that we see in the world today. Yes, why self-control? Because it is the foundation of a positive character. It is the foundation upon which all of the positive traits are built on. Starting with disrespect, which is lack of care and concern for the tiny kingdoms. Mankind forgot that they came from them. Remember Genesis 2:7, we came from the dust of the earth. And with the bloodshed causes poisoning to it, and it's being fed back to mankind from the foods that we take in and goes back to it. And for generations, the mutation has been going on, being bred to us. And hence the confusion, sin, sickness, diseases that we see. And in these present times, 1,000 falling on their left hand and 10,000 on the right side. Why? Because of the cut that's upon the earth. Mankind has hurt the microorganisms which are responsible for making us joyous. Now, this is just a glimpse of what I have learned. What about you? What have you learned? What can you take away when the feast is over? What can you take away with you? And I don't mean taking away like leaving the house of Yahweh and going back to the sin sick world. Please don't go back to that sin sick world. You are experiencing what it's bringing upon the people. Now, what are your resolutions as you continue in your journey of conversion? Because it's a journey. We learn and then we choose to practice what we've learned, applying it. And by doing so, we're teaching it to others. So, I'm here to tell you that whatever you set your mind to do, you can do it. And I put that in the Ametria. And as you can see those numbers there, 507, 507 means it's from 505, and 502, it means to learn, causatively to teach. Then 5:30:42 means praised of Yahweh. And when we apply these things that we've been taught, we are bringing glory to Yahweh's name. And remember, 1 Kenan 3:2-4 says, "He who says, 'I know him,' but does not keep his laws is a liar, and the truth is not in him." The other number, 45:18, means to be clean, literally or figuratively. Acquit, be blameless, cleansed, be guiltless, innocent. And this is the rewards that you get when you apply what you've been taught in the house of Yahweh. So don't forget, when a righteous teacher is taken away, the sheep go astray. They're scattered. And that's what occurred when Abel was taken away. They started spiraling downwards in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But in these last days, we have the greatest teacher in the world who is establishing us in Yahweh. Remember, we're building up points in heaven. See that number there, 2022? That's the mountain, promotion, the house of Yahweh. It's only here that we can be able to build up points with Yahweh. So, if you have not yet considered those previous questions, I beg you to do so. Set your mind in advance. 8:28. Know that Satan does not come with an empty plate. She knows the plan of Yahweh. She knows the prophecies. Remember when she tempted Yeshua? But Yeshua was well educated too. And he came back at her saying, "It is written." So remember, eat the books of Israel Hawkins, because in them you'll get knowledge. You see, you'll get knowledge. You'll get knowledge from the books of Israel Hawkins, 2088. That's one on this side, one on the other side. And we know that that's talking about the two witnesses, and he is the only one who is here in the last days, who is alive in these last days. And with this, have a great feast. Have a great last day of the feast. Yahweh bless your understanding, and I'll turn to the next speaker.
Shalom, everyone. If you're standing, you can sit down. I don't know if I have any more space on my plate after that one. I'm going to have to clear it up a little bit and make some more space for all these other speakers, because we all want to get all the spiritual food that we can get this feast, okay? Well, we've had a very joyous feast, and if you have been listening to our great overseer and the messages that he's been bringing, and you really want to choose Yahweh, we have a question for you. Do you think that the 6,000-year trial that Yahweh set before heaven and earth is going just as he planned? If you've been listening and there's no doubt, I would say yes. Everything that Yahweh planned is going just as he prophesied and perfectly as he needs it to be. And our overseer said yesterday that mankind will benefit from this lesson. So let's get our first gematria, because we're benefiting right now from this greatest lesson that Yahweh is proving. Honk your horns if you see that 1074. Okay, nice job. We have that 1074, the greatest lesson in this generation. Yahweh is proving his point that you cannot live in peace without his laws of peace. You cannot live without the righteous teacher that he sent. We have another gematria, right? We have who saves lives, and we have their number 1074. That's our great overseer's tag number. Right now, the earth is crying out too, but the people out in the earth, they're suffering from a plague and many more that are about to come, and they're crying, "Give us the cure for this virus." Remember they sent, "Give us the cure for COVID-19. Well, our great overseer, his tag number is 1074, the last day's witness. He's the one saving lives. The whole house of Yahweh is saving lives, but it's not just like an instant thing. It took so much to build this plague, and it's going to take a lot of learning and teaching to bring forth that life that was cut off in the beginning. It's being brought forth right now. This lesson has to be learned first. So that's all taking place in this generation. So we can go over to Deuteronomy chapter 30. And this is where verses 15 through 19, Yahweh says in verse 15, "See, I have set before you this day life by righteousness and death and destruction or evil." Right? Verse 16, "In that I command you this day to love Yahweh your Father," which is the greatest commandment that our Savior said was the greatest. It's not in the 10, but it's the greatest. Verse 17 is what... Let's read verse 17. But if your heart turns away, and you are not obedient, and you're drawn away to submit to gods, to worship them by serving them. Notice that submit to gods. Do you remember the lesson that our great overseer told us about in Genesis 1:26? That's one example. And in Genesis 3:5, where it said, let us make man in our image in the King James Version. And then in Genesis 3:5, it says, for God knows that you'll be evil like the gods. Okay, well, in the King James Version in Deuteronomy 30, in verse 16, it says to love Lord thy God. We know that that's a big deception because Yahweh is not a God. And in verse 17, it says if you are drawn away to serve other gods. So if you're truly wanting to, if you're listening to Thou Yahweh and Yahweh is calling you out and you're listening to this message, just know that Yahweh is not a God. He is the creator and he created all things by himself without any gods. You can find the information, we can send it to you from any Unger's Bible Dictionary in a linear. Okay? In a nutshell, you'd have to contact for more information. So Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, we see the blessings. And the blessings he mentioned in a few chapters before in Deuteronomy 28. Verses 1 through 14, you see many blessings that you can spend years talking about. And our great overseer has talked about the blessings that come forth from the earth in the 12th book of Ezra, part 2, and in the book, The Global Warming, The Real Cause of Global Warming. In 1451 BY, we have a warning, you know. Yahweh said, if you do this, you'll receive blessings, but if you don't, then you'll receive curses. But sin was already established in that time, and you can see later down throughout the generations, for example, 1 Samuel, for example, 1 Samuel chapter 8, that they chose to serve gods and be like all other nations. And all other nations, right now, they're teaching everything that opposes these blessings. But we all know that Yahweh said in the last days he would establish his house and that they would teach, we would teach his way. We would teach his way and they'll learn more no more. And can we get our last imagery? We have guard against hurting the microorganisms that work for mankind. That's the work that we're doing here in the last days. You have a 613 there, you have Yahweh's laws, and that 3072 is Yahweh, our righteousness. So we know that this lesson's being learned, Yahweh's point is being proven, that we, in order to receive blessings from the earth, the prophecy has to come to pass, but in order to not receive the curses such as the plagues, we need Yahweh's righteousness, we need his teacher, and we need his last day's work. And with this, if we all please stand, I'm going to turn over to the next speaker.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh, modern day Galileans. You can be seated. So if you didn't, oh man, the speakers before me are, wow, they were sharp, man. There was fire proceeding from their mouth. If you didn't already get to finish the drawing of the image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, it's okay. Because I know a few people said they only drew a stick figure, so that'll do. You see, the stone cut out of the mountain or the promotion that struck the image at its feet broke the image into pieces and became like the chaff on a summer's threshing floor, and the wind carried it all away. If you've ever peeled garlic, because we've been doing a bunch of garlic lately, so whenever you peel all the garlic in a big bowl, all the chaff is like in the bowl, so you'll put the garlic that you've already peeled, put it in a different bowl, and then you go outside and then you shake the bowl a little bit where all the chaff and the wind carries it away. It's pretty much just like the image in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, because the stone struck the image at its feet and the whole entire image fell and blew away. So in the days and these days, Yahweh will appoint a kingdom of priests which will never be destroyed, and the kingdom will not be left to another people. It will break and consume all kingdoms on earth and will stand forever, not by might nor by power, but by Yahweh's spirit. Yahweh will establish this house. So I wanted to go back real quick and cover. No, I wanted to speak about the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, because we hear about this in Zechariah chapter 4. So if we could put the first slide, the first Yamitra, we have the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts. And we're going to run through the numbers. So the first one is the 1011, which means a house of a creative one. And I thought that was really interesting. In the Greek, it's from 1012, which means consult, take counsel, determine, purpose, to advise, resolve, be minded. The following number is the 644 in the Hebrew, means in the Brown Driver and Briggs branch of tree. And it goes to another number, which means a cornerstone, a chief corner. And then the following number is overseer's car tag, which is the 1074, the firstborn and family, this generation, this age. So if you could show overseer's car tag, and we'll have this for those who are newly tuned in. The following, yes. And that's overseer pointing to the tag on his bourbon. So this image is the beast, the beastly kingdom that passed and did away with all of Yahweh's Sabbaths, feast days, and laws, and forcing people to take on the mark of the beast. So in The Mark of the Beast, Volume 1, Chapter 8, you can also access it on Yisrael Says. It's completely free. And it explains the beast's head to rise once again, and the last kingdom made of part iron and clay. And that city is the same city that sits on seven hills of Rome, which is also shown in Revelations 17, 9, and 18. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sits. And the woman is that great city that reigns over the kings of the earth, which is a part of the part iron and part clay that we've seen in Nebuchadnezzar's dream. So Zerubbabel is he who opposes Babylon, and he will carry out fulfilling Yahweh's plan in building the foundation of the house of Yahweh and the body of people, the immovable rock. So Yahweh's unity will not be moved from his house. The following, the next Yamitra we have, I was going back to the stone, and what are the numbers for, if we could show the first, this next one, the stone, the house of Yahweh. If you notice that 2242, write that down. And because we're going to go over the meanings of it. So for our following slide, if we can show the next slide. It's in the Greek, it's Eli, but of Hebrew origin, which means 5941, and it's from 5927, which means a priest at Shiloh. Shiloh is also known as Abilene, and this is where Jethro set it up, the tents of meeting to teach the laws of Yahweh. And it goes to 5927, which means to go up, ascend, and climb. And as you can see, both of those are tagged with overseer's bourbon. What? Yahweh is amazing. Also, there's one of the sermons that just came on 3/7/2020. You can go back to that, and it talks about Zerubbabel and Shiloh, and it's just on point how Yahweh already put it in the numbers. Like, different people are bringing all these things out, but Yahweh already put it in the numbers and then inspiring us to bring these things forward. And it's just absolutely amazing. The unity in Yahweh's house, and it will not be moved from his house, the great and large immovable rock. And with this, I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. I know you can honk, but I can wave at you. Praise Yahweh. Now, this is the last day of the great feast, and I want to send out a word of comfort to our people. A word of comfort to help us keep our foot steady in the great house of Yahweh, with Yahweh our Father. Now, when I spoke during the feast, I brought my octopus, and I want to bring him back again because the world has been deceived. Now, the octopus was to show us, here, you see, the Catholic Church, Pope Francis and his dynasty throughout the ages, with so many religions to cause confusion and conflict, dividing the people, manhood. Yahweh created man in his own image and likeness. That's Yahweh creating mankind, all of mankind. He did not say the Adventist, the Church of God. Yahweh did not say that when he created mankind. He said, I am Yahweh when I created mankind. Did he give a religion? No. So the Catholic Church instituted religions to cause division, conflict among people, mankind. So it's time for mankind to take off the hood of deception. It's just time in these last days. That's what House of Yahweh is trying to show. Now, the octopus was to show us. Tentacles of the octopus, the Catholic Church, Rome, the Vatican, spreading deception throughout all the kingdoms, tribes, nations of mankind from the start, saying, you don't have to, if you want to be religious, don't call him Yahweh. Call him anything you want to, but just do not call him Yahweh. Why the hatred towards our father Yahweh? Call him anything you want to, but just don't call him Yahweh. Why? So with that division, some call him Jehovah. Just call him anything but Yahweh. Allah. Anything but Yahweh. So I don't know all the other things that they call him. Lord God, son, you see. Anything but Yahweh. Why? But so now it's time for us to come back and say, oh, and when I said trace, world, trace the Father, House of Yahweh has led out a lot of information. So you can trace your creator. But that's who we are at the great House of Yahweh. So, the Great One Saint said, Leviticus 19:37. 37 strikes me because yesterday we heard about 37 churches. So that strikes me. Leviticus 19:37. I am Yahweh. The Great One Saint said, everywhere you hear it expressed as, I am Yahweh, it's a declaration. It's a declaration. Everywhere you read, I am Yahweh, it's a declaration. And I have always remembered the song that talks about the declaration. And I want to repeat just the first verse. It says, I am Yahweh. And Great House, when you go back to your places, keep Yahweh, the power, your father, central in your mind. Keep him there as your concrete, as your stone that you heard. The declaration says, I am Yahweh. I am Yahweh, creator of all, ruler of all that exists, creator of life, that is Yahweh, and holiness, perfection, and righteousness. It was my plan from the beginning to create a righteous family, but man insists on going his own way, and that inclines me to say, says Yahweh, come to me. I'll open your eyes from your deception. Arise. Come to me, and this you will see, that I am he, your father. This is Yahweh, our father, that you must keep central in your mind. And I'll repeat it because I myself, I really like it and I want to hear it too. The declaration, I am Yahweh. I am Yahweh, creator of all, ruler of all that exists, creator of life and holiness, perfection, Yahweh, and righteousness, Yahweh. It was my plan from the beginning to create a righteous family, Yahweh. But man insists on doing his own thing, and that inclines me to say, come to me, I will open your eyes from your deception arise. Come to me, and this you will see, that I, Yahweh, I am he, your father. Praise Yahweh. And with this, we turn it over to our great next speaker. Speakers, praise Yahweh.
Shalom, everyone. On Yahweh 19, we saw a sign in the clouds.
It said Royal 67. Can we have our first slide, please?
We put Yahweh 19 in the Amatria. It came up with the number 1967. 1967 was the year Pastor moved to Abilene. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. In 1967 in the Hebrew means put in commotion, drive. In the Greek, it means needful daily. From I am Yahweh. This is showing us that we need Yahweh every single day. Can we have our next slide, please? Here's what's even more amazing. These are the numbers in the Ametria for Royal 67. Do you want to know what they mean?
Of course. Tell me more.
Well, it starts with...
Wait.
What?
You forgot something very important. The number 67 means able.
Oh, wow. That's great. But can I finish, please?
Can I say it?
Okay, yes.
The Hebrew number 233 goes to the Hebrew number 227, which means at that time.
Yes, and what's astounding is that the time we saw the sign was 808. Hebrew 808 comes from the Hebrew number 784. It means Yahweh's presence. That means that Yahweh is here with his people at the feast.
Greek 233 from Greek 251 means to salt, to season with salt.
You know, in Matthew 5, verse 13, it says, "You are the salt of the earth."
The next number is Hebrew 1398. It goes to the number 1397, which means a mighty man, strong enough to fulfill an assigned responsibility.
I know who that is.
I do too.
It's the overseer. His responsibilities are written in prophecy. They can be found in Isaiah 44, verse 7. It shows that his responsibility is to foretell events. Honk your horns if you think he's doing a great job.
There's not any unless you're at the house of Yahweh.
Okay, the last number is 2290. It comes from the number 2296. Which means appointed.
Oh my!
What?
That leads right back to Isaiah 44, verse 7, which says he was appointed for that responsibility according to prophecy.
I think there's a song that ties into that.
Oh, I know what it is. Can we have our last slide, please? The name of this CD is The House of Yah Eternal Love and Peace. As you can see in the Yematria, the number 2022 is there. And in the Hebrew Strong's, it means mountain promotion.
That's Isaiah 2, verse 2.
And Micaiah 4, verse 1 through 3. The prophecy of the House of Yah being established in the last days. Yahweh is honoring Pastor's words because the name of the CD is the title of the song Pastor wrote.
Can we have our song?
Enjoy and have a wonderful last day of this great feast.
Nobody else is anointed. Only one can preach salvation. Nobody else is anointed. Yeshua Hawkins, Yahweh's chosen. Nobody else is anointed. Only one can preach salvation. Nobody else is anointed. Only one throughout the nations.
Shalom. Wasn't that wonderful? A great presentation by everyone, and especially when we see the young ones take hold of Yahweh's word and just bring forth such righteousness and the joy that they bring forth it with. And I'm going to continue on a little bit because it was my honor to help these young women to type up their papers for them. So as I was typing it up, I thought to myself, what is the number of royal in the Strong's? And it came to be 4467, which I thought was pretty amazing considering we're on the 44 and they saw royal 67 in the clouds. So I said, let me go check and see what that means in the Strong's. And in the Hebrew, it means a dominion, an estate, to rule, a kingdom, a country ruled by a Malach. Yahweh's kingdom, a kingdom established forever. And it went to Hebrews 44:27, which means to reign, ascend the throne, to take counsel, a king as a central religious leader, Yahweh's son. So as we're getting the next Yematria up to show that it proves who this royal king is, we put in a king of royalty. And then you can see that that's Pastor's tag number, 1074. And we also put in a son, Yahweh's. And that came out to 828. And that's Pastor's birth date. So it's keying in that we know who this king is in this country that's being established and that will rule forever. Now, just as this beastly kingdom is being crowned by the corona, Yahweh is crowning a king upon this earth at this time. That is continually bringing forth that scepter of righteousness, getting it ready to hand over to Yeshua.
Now, if you turn to page 246 in your scriptures, that's 1 Samuel 27, verse 5, because that's where the word royal went to, one of the places. So I read it, and I said, wow, if I could just change David's name there and see what it means in the Ametria. So if we can put that next slide up, please. I put in, Yisrael says, if I have found honor in your eyes, Yahweh, then give to me a place in some city in the country. And you see that's 1074. Once again, pastor's tag number. And you'll see not many of those words had to be changed, just the overseer's name replacing David's. So we see that Yahweh is establishing the city of Israel, in these last days. So yesterday I woke up, and I had so much on my mind about Yahweh and Yeshua being here at the feast. So at 5:21, I put in Yahweh's among us. And if you can see on this here next to Matria, go along with it, you'll see that Yahweh is among us. It's 1074, pastor's tag number. So I said, okay, what about Yeshua? So I put, Yeshua's here. And that was 1 minute later at 8:28, pastor's birth date. I thought it was interesting that Yeshua had it go with the 8:28 because it is Yeshua's commission to behold the anointed one in these last days, according to Zechariah 6, verse 12. He is to behold the branch in these last days that's building the holy house of Yahweh. So on 5:24, 2 minutes later, I put in Yahweh and Yeshua are here at the feast. And it was 2022, which once again is the promotion, the house of Yahweh in these last days. So I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing because you can't really get that many in that short of a time, but Yahweh just brought it all about. That was within 3 minutes. So I got up and I'm doing my stuff, and 40 minutes later exactly, I didn't plan this, but I just put something in. I put in rejoicing because I was saying, what are they doing at the feast? And so I put rejoicing with Yahweh and Yeshua, and that's 3:22. So you see all of pastor's tag numbers, his birth date, the house Yahweh established, shows up in these here Yematrias. So I thought, when I went back and looked at the time, I said, why was it that 40 minutes later exactly that I put that last one in? Well, then it was brought out and that the house of Yahweh was dedicated, the first mobile sanctuary, 40 years ago this year. And so the house of Yahweh, that's a 40-year generation. And so also I took the other numbers and I added them all together, and it came to the number 7649, which means satisfied with. It was showing that Yahweh is satisfied with what's going on in his house and that he's setting this kingdom up on this earth. And 604 from the Greek means reconciled through Yeshua. Some of the other words that went with these numbers means to weep, search the scriptures, utter, call, to say a word, written a word, or saying it out loud, anointed, a village, a yard surrounded by walls, established, separate from the open country, to trumpet. And this is where all you people out in your vehicles can, you know, show how we do this here now in the house of Yahweh, is to blow the trumpets. Because it's from the trumpeter. We are blowing these trumpets.
That's praise Yahweh.
Okay.
That's praise Yahweh.
Oh, they really take their job seriously out there. They're blowing their horns.
Praise Yahweh.
The trumpets. Okay, so it also means new, fresh, to renew, a new king, a new song to praise Yahweh, to rebuild, complete, perfect, joined together. And it says here, just this is the way it was written, it expresses the pastor's desire for the flock, just now, this day, present. So when I went to the Strong's because I thought, wow, all those other three were right in the same time. So I looked at those numbers in the Strong's, and they all go back to the same root word, and it's Amma. And you can see on the slide here that Amma goes back to 3:22, and the word Amma means mother. Which I thought, wow, we come to the house of Yahweh, which is our mother. Our Father, Heavenly Father is there. Our great high priest is here, and all Yahweh's people. Now, I thought I was done with this speech, and this is where I was going to end. Until, until I spoke with the overseer, and he said, even if you have to go over, I want you to tell him this. I called him to tell him about Isaiah 44, verse 7, because I heard one of the mighty priests yesterday quote that scripture. And I told him about it, and he says, well, what about Isaiah 45, verse 5? And I said, what about it? And so I said, well, I'll check into it. Well, this is what I told him about Isaiah 44, verse 7. I said, you know, Isaiah 44, 7 is where you're spoken about foretelling the events that you were commissioned to do this. And he said, yes. And I said, well, it also shows the place and the time in the numbers. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, we're on the 44, Isaiah 44. We're on the 44 on the seventh day. You always, Israel, you always talk about the seventh day. That's the most important day where you we receive our understanding. And so when I went to Isaiah 45, verse 5, can I have that, Yematria? Oh, we can look at that one. You see how Isaiah 44, 6, and 7 goes right along with the number for royal, 4467. And now the last Yematria, where Pastor said, look at Isaiah 45, verse 5, where it shows that how he was strengthened. And that's the part I did not put in, but I put the above part. It says, I am Yahweh, and there is no other apart from me. There is no God Elohim. And if you see that number 3050, that's goes to the name Yahweh. So we see that Yahweh is in full control, and that we are strengthened by the words that the overseer is strengthened by too. And all I can say is I bring forth Yahweh's royal great head judge is, blessed is our royal king Israel, who comes in the name of Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. Was that awesome? Praise Yahweh. If you're standing, you can be seated. If you're in your car, well, honk your horns.
That's praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
That's praise Yahweh.
The title of my speech this morning is What Goes On in a Royal City of Care? What goes on in a royal city of care? So I want to tell you a little bit that goes on in this royal city of care. This is a kingdom, and we had to prepare the grounds. But the grounds was not only mowing the grass. It's raising cattle, it's raising goats, it's raising deer. It's actually getting meat and bringing it to slaughter. It's raising vegetables, milk. Milk comes from, not the grocery store, it comes from cows. Eggs, cheese. What about the security that we have here? Who made the city of Israel signs anyway? Who put these things up? Who prepares the sermons? Who shopped for all these things that you're enjoying at the feast? Who works at the co-op stores? Who's in the cafeteria, the fast food restaurants, Abel's famous unleavened pizza kitchen? Who's fixing your water, your electric, your sewers? Who built the buildings here on the 44? Who maintains the buildings here on the 44? Who's building buildings and putting roofs on buildings? Who's doing all these things? Who's fixing the mowers and the cars? Who's cleaning all this stuff? Who's teaching the children? Who's teaching all the great speakers that you saw speak this feast? Who are doing these things? Who works in the office? Who answers the phones? Who mails out your mail? Yes, the workers in the great royal city of Yisrael. Praise Yahweh. Now, I'd like to read an ad that I found in the paper today. It says, help wanted. Educators, seeking those who desire to relieve the suffering of others, save lives, offer peace, joy, abundant living. Give drink to those who thirst and bread to those who are hungry. Free! Free of charge! You can travel. Soon it'll be instant. You'll have eternal life insurance. On-the-job training by the one sent by Yahweh. Who's ready for this job?
That's praise Yahweh.
Everybody's honking their horns. Everybody's honking their horns. I want to read Amosha 3:7, because this city was built by prophecy. These jobs are ordained by prophecy. In Amosha 3:7, it says, most assuredly, that means without a shadow of a doubt, Father Yahweh will have no other work. So the work, the applications that are going in today for this great job, it's an eternal job, but most assuredly, there's only one job. There's only one work. There is only one. No other work other than the work that he has prophesied in advance. He prophesied this a long time ago so that you would know that this work is his and where it would be. Micaiah 4:1, Isaiah 2:2, when it would be in the last days, the mountain, the promotion, what it would do. Do you know that any part of the jobs that I mentioned, any part, you are a royal working citizen in the great city or kingdom of Yisrael. You realize that? When you give somebody something to drink, make them something to eat, or you build them something to sit in, you clean the sanctuary where, you know, most times there's people sitting in. When you do all these things, you are a worker in this great city. I'd like to read the Mark of the Beast, part 2. This is volume 2, Mark of the Beast, volume 2, chapter 18, verse 35. It says, Yahshua chose his disciples for this very purpose, to do the work of Yahweh. That's why he needed disciples. They weren't just to hang out with Yahshua. Hey, you know, I'm going to go hang out with Yahshua, the Messiah, catch a little fish. No, it was to do the work of Yahweh. Yahshua's disciples were willing to repent. Acts 3, what? 19, yes. In order to live by Yahweh's every word, they were willing to turn their energy, the energy that they used to spend in sin and doing unrighteousness, they were willing to turn their energy to spreading of Yahweh's name and his governing laws to this dying world, in order for some out of this world to hear Yahweh's message and then repent. Isn't that what we're doing right here now? It's not seeking fancy cars or houses or fancy plots of land. Remember, Yahshua said that we're to give up these things. And he will give us, those who give up these things are going to be given so much more than what they gave up. In the second book of Israel, chapter 10, verse 16, the second book of Israel, chapter 10, verse 16, it says, in this body, pastor says, he has placed people to work. He has placed people to work. It's a kingdom of workers, workers that are set apart in holiness and sanctification. You want to become holy? Then get to work, people. Get to work. I list the workers of Yahweh as number one. It says, I don't care how insignificant you think it is. I list the workers of Yahweh as number one. It is the workers who are reaching out and fulfilling this commission in the last days. If you have a work in the work of Yahweh, if you are involved in this work, brethren, you are part of this and you are going to be blessed. Yahweh shows special blessings that go to these people who are given this work in this last days to perform. Yes, we're given the work. It's an inheritance. Yahweh's work is an inheritance for us. And if you want, for your homework is to read the first book of Israel, chapter 35. The first book of Israel, chapter 35, verse 101. And it talks about this work being an inheritance to those of this great working city. Now, I want to continue there. It says, I know the work you're doing, and I'm familiar with the work that you are doing. And that's pastor saying that. Remember, he puts the workers as number one. You know, in the world, pastor said people go and jump in a river or something to save somebody who's drowning. They don't do it because they care about the person. They do it because they're wanting that prestige and honor. But it's different here in the house of Yahweh. You do the work, and then Yahweh honors you. You don't work so that you'll be honored. You do the work and then Father Yahweh honors you. You know how I know that? Who is the most honored person in the house of Yahweh right now? Honk your horns if you know it's the pastor.
There's not any unless you're at
yes.
the house of Yahweh.
And he's most honored because he works most hard. This city would not exist without his direction. And everything that goes on in this city is done by that Moloch, that great king. To close, I would like to quote from the Book of Israel, number 8, part 1. And this is chapter 36, verse 22. And it's a prayer, and it says, Father, we do love you, for you have chosen us, Father Yahweh, to be a part of your holy family. And we pray that we might always show that appreciation by the things that we do, the things that we say, and how we behave. What manner of person ought we to be? We pray, Father Yahweh, that you send workers. Father Yahweh, the harvest is truly great, Yahweh, but the workers in these last days are truly few. And you have set before us such a great, huge task, Father Yahweh, to bring forth your message of righteousness and salvation to all the world. And it takes a lot of effort, Father Yahweh. And we do need the help, and we're begging and crying out to you to send us the laborers that are necessary for your message to be spread to the entire world. So, come join the work of Yahweh in these last days. Many of you are going to be moving here, I hope, and there's jobs available in this great house. Positions waiting to be filled because somebody is already doing 10 of those jobs and they'd gladly allow you to help them with 8 or 9 of them. Praise Yahweh. If everyone would please stand and be ready for the great priest in Yahweh's house.
All right, let's get to work. Praise Yahweh. At this time, we get to hear from Great Deacon Michael Austin.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated if you're standing and get comfortable in your vehicles or wherever you may be. I thought it was interesting that everything that's been brought out just goes right along with what I'm being prepared to bring out and going to bring to you today. And one thing I wanted to point out is the word royal means Oki. It means the Okies. Yahweh's referring to the Okies. Why? Because it's got y'all in it. Okay? So that's how I know royal is referring to us. Now we do have, quickly, I want to show these. We have new song CDs. We have, let's see, this one's the adult. It's got the adult donkey. And then we got the children's. She's got a little baby donkey right there. So cute. Okay. All right, enough of that. Great. The adults, I wanted to point out, there's one song in particular on here. A lot of work went into these song CDs, and the men and women worked tirelessly to get them done and did a fantastic job. But there's one song in particular I want to make note of, and it's called Stand Up, and I'll get to that in a moment. Stand Up, and it's about enduring. So when the young men and women spoke this feast, their speeches were so encouraging, and they hit on points about enduring. And so I went home, and usually every feast there's an inspiration for a code search right then and there. And so I went home and I did a search, and I typed into the code search enduring trials, and it came up one time. And the letter skip was from each letter in enduring trials was 239, and in Strong's that means to weigh, test, and prove. So I thought that was amazing, and I thought it was fitting because we're fixing to go into some very, very rough times for all of us. And I can't stress enough the point of seeking counsel when you're struggling, when you're having a tough time. Young people, don't be afraid to go to your parents, okay? Because they're going to lead you to your counselors. And don't be afraid, young and old, to go to your counselors. If you need to talk to them, if you're struggling, go to them, say, please, I need to talk to you. I'm having trouble with something. And they're going to help you get through these times that we're fixing to go into. Do not try and go any other way, because it will not succeed. You can count on the authority over you and Yahweh's house to help you, help us all get into the kingdom. Okay? So, again, this is a very encouraging search, and it's called Enduring Trials. So let's get into it. Okay, move this over. So, of course, the first thing to come up was right here, and it was Enduring Trials. Enduring Trials, and that's when I type in the program, I just let the program look and it finds it, and then most of the words, I just let it find the words. Usually I don't put the words in unless I'm looking for something in particular that goes along with that search. Okay, so right across here, this long line, which is the Hebrew word, which means to ache or hurt. Okay, because sometimes the tests and trials hurt a little bit, but it's for our perfecting. It helps us. Okay, and it will, as one priest said yesterday, it will pay off. Eventually, it's going to pay off. Right here, we have afflicted. And, you know, we go through a lot of tests, trials, and afflictions to help us become the men and women that Yahweh wants us to be. Now, down here, myself and my supervisor were amazed at this. It says, designed deliverance or salvation by Yahweh. So it's a designed deliverance, salvation by Yahweh going through these tests and trials to help us. And over here we have essential. Yes, the tests and trials are essential. They're essential for us to help us become perfect like Yahweh. Then up here, we have the word hell. And sometimes it can be hell going through these things. But when we're steadfast and we're trusting in Yahweh, we're seeking the counsel we need from our parents, young people, old people, if you have your parents here, and going to our counselors, the great men and women, the priesthood, to help us through these things, it will help us endure. Here we have fire to test and prove us, to make us like fine gold. We have to go through the fire. But we have hope. We have hope in Yahweh for the end result, and that's making it into this great kingdom to be able to serve mankind and all creation, to help them become what Yahweh wants them to be. Okay? Mandatory. Essential, and it's mandatory for our salvation to go through these things, to get all the sin out, all of it, not just a little bit, but we have to get all the sin out, so it has to be mandatory. Over here we have tears. And I think we've all been there. We've all had plenty of tears, crying and begging and crying out to Yahweh for help with these things. We have Tree of Life, the house of Yahweh. Tree of Life. Painful. Now this is, it gets better. Yahweh shows the other side of it. Painful. Okay. And this came up. I didn't search for this. This came up. 15, 16, and 17. And it's help assistance from parents in Yahweh's house or the counselors in Yahweh's house, the priesthood. That's where our help and assistance is, in those who are steadfast in helping us get through these things, that the counselors, the priests, the priestesses, our parents that are, you know, in Yahweh's house, you know, we all have to be unified and we all have to help each other get through these things. Okay? Then right here, greatly loved. Yahweh shows we're greatly loved by Him, and He's going to help us through these things. Now, I mentioned the song Stand Up, and that song, it's on the adult song CD, House of Yahweh, Eternal Love and Peace. And we hit a snag with it when we first started on it, but the men and women went to work and Yahweh turned it into something that was absolutely stunning, stunningly beautiful and awesome. And it's a song, it's an encouraging song, and it's about being tested and tried. And Yahweh put it in there. Stand up. Stand up, and crossing it, WSR. What does that mean? Women's Sound Room. stand up. And it's in the code search, enduring trials. Stand up, WSR. I mean, that brought tears to my eyes when I saw it, because I knew Yahweh's, he's helping us get through these things if we put our trust in him and the ones he's set over us, our parents, our counselors, our guardians in the house of Yahweh. And right here, we have the name Yael, which is Yahweh is our strength. Yahweh is our strength. And last, crossing, the last thing that came up, because you notice they're kind of in alphabetical order. The main was enduring trials, and it goes across the word trials, will pass away. So other words that came up that, of course, I didn't have room for was appointment, demanding, obedience, prayerful, qualifying. And we will qualify, but again, young and old alike, don't try and go through these things alone. You don't have to. You have your counselors, you have your parents, and you have each other to encourage you and help you along. So stand strong, stand up, stand for Yahweh, and always keep close to Abel, because that's where your strength is going to come from. Remember the CDs. Wonderful. Yahweh bless all of you. Everybody blow your trumpets for the next speaker, the great Kohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
This you're at the house of Yahweh. That's praise Yahweh.
Shabbat Shalom. Yahweh's peace be with everyone everywhere. Please be seated. Okay, here's the title. Now, I need to encourage you, please, remember everything, if possible, that all the previous speakers said. We'll tie this in. The title of today's sermon is The Day of Small Things, okay? And we'll learn about these small things, these microorganisms, but also the clouds that and the pictures that they've formed over the years for us to give us signs in these last days. And hopefully we haven't despised the day of small things. Hopefully we're being encouraged by them and we're remembering these things. Okay, so we go to the first slide. Okay, this is a pastor's quote from the 14th book of Israel, part 1, chapter 12, verse 69. He says, "For the windows from on high are open." If you remember, I'll bring more on this, but try to remember Genesis, where Yahweh separated the waters from the waters and the firmament. The water is above the firmament from the waters below the firmament. Remember that, and when he talks about the windows, remember the flood when he opened up the windows of heaven and allowed the flood to take place. And then later, he put these waters back above the firmament again. Okay, now, they call the firmament, I think, the ozone in science, but it's called the firmament, or the expanse, in the book of Yahweh. Now, the number that comes up is 4237. It means light, a place of seeing, a window. Remember that word window, okay? And it's from 2376. It means vision, visions. This is where they take place, where Pastor had his donkey vision in the sky. And it means see, behold, witness from 2372, to see and behold, envisioned and visions, look, prophesy, gaze, seize, have a vision of. Okay, remember these windows on high. Let's go to the next slide, where you see the windows of heaven, the microorganisms, 2334. That should be a familiar number, 2334. Remember resolution 2334 in the UN, but also remember about resolution and pictures, okay? The sermons were given on that. 2334 means life-giving. And think of microorganisms. These microorganisms, they govern everything, okay? And they give us life. It means life giver, life, to show. From 2331, to show, to declare. From 2421, to live, to nourish up, to make alive, and repair and restore. This is the job of the microorganisms that are commanded, that you're soon going to have the control and power to command, okay? Just like Yahshua does at this time. preserve alive and revive and be whole. And 2334 in the Greek, it means to look at, behold and gaze, perceive, observe, watched, watching, spectator, see, from 2300, behold, look upon, and see. And remember this number 3700. Again, I'm going to reiterate, from 1689 BY, when Genesis 49 was written about these last days, to 2011, when Pastor saw that donkey vision in the sky, in the clouds, made by those microorganisms, it was 3,700 years. And it means to appear and to look at, behold, to look and see, allow oneself to appear, to gaze with wide open eyes as something remarkable. Let's go to the next slide. Now, we know the firmament is clear. Okay, now notice that number 996, because you're going to see that a lot now. Remember, I told you there's a lot to that number 996, okay? Because it's talking about opening, you know, releasing. It's about turning over, like turning over the kingdoms. But it's also about opening windows, okay? And that's what we're going to look at here. It means to be clear, okay? 166 is the first number, to be clear. Strong's Hebrew 996 means a space between, above, between. Now, I want you to remember about this firmament. Keep those words in mind. You're going to see in a minute what that's talking about, because it's talking about the firmament, above. And then the third number, 509, means from above, from the beginning. That's when Yahweh created these things. Top, above. From 507 means up above, things above, heaven, the heavenly region, upward or on the top. When you add those numbers up, you get 1641, and it means to be less. From 1640, smaller in size. From 1646, least in size, amount, dignity, etc. Very little, very small, smallest, very little thing. From 3398, now look at this, micros. The microbes, this is what he's speaking of here, this firmament. Micros means small or little. Let's go to the next slide. Pastor's quote from the 12th book of Israel, part 2, chapter 3, verse 13 says, this is exactly what's taking place right now with our reign. The kingdoms are getting sick. The kingdoms that govern this great massive brain, and it's called that in scripture, it's called a mass, a great mass. But it's a great mass of kingdoms. And in those kingdoms, the scripture shows are windows and doors and support pillars that actually shake, and they give with certain conditions. But he goes on to say that they can keep doing their job, okay, but they're getting weaker. Massive kingdoms, notice, you get the 996 again, which meant, you know, in the upper region, between, remember? I don't have room to keep putting that there, but I'll try to remind you. But let's look at that third number, 508. It means above the ground, an upper room, a room in the upper part of a house. Now remember what he just said about this kingdom and these doors and windows and support pillars that are above this house, okay? And notice, STDs are spreading. That's what's weakening this firmament, okay? Remember the global warming message that Pastor's given us since 2007, I believe it was, in the sixth Roman month. Notice the number 1074 is next to 666. Don't be surprised if there's a 666 in your name too. Why? Because you're opposing Babylon. You're standing with Zerubbabel in this opposition to Babylon, okay? So don't get scared or don't get disturbed if you find any of that in your own name. It's just showing that you're standing with the 1074 in opposing this Babylonish system. Let's go to the next slide. Now, the secret place. There's so much to that, but you're sitting in the secret place right now. It's in the house of Yahweh, and the secrets that are given in the house of Yahweh are so remarkable. And the secret of Yahweh, if you remember, was 166 or 161, 966, and 1991. Let's go ahead and flip that over for everybody so we can look, see what it means. So when we flip it, when we flip that script, you're going to get, what do you get? You get 1991, you get, let's see, yeah, well, I didn't flip on my page, but you get 1991, 996, there's that 996 about the firmament between and above, and the 191. But that 191, 1991 is when the sanctuary was built here on the 44. 191 or 19:1, that's referring to Psalm 19:1. Now listen closely. Heaven's messenger, remember, is 1074. That's one of heaven's messengers. Heaven's messengers proclaim the glory of Yahweh, and the expanse of the sky, or what's also known as the firmament, declares the works of his hands. Okay, so how do they declare the works of his hands? Let's go to the next slide. Notice firmament declares. There's that number 996 again. Remember windows and opening up and the firmament above. But notice you also get 509 in Jewish, and it says from above, from the beginning, above, from 507, things above, heaven, the heavenly region. Notice that picture right there of this nebula. The word nebula actually means cloud. Okay, it means cloud. And notice this cloud that's trillions of miles away from us right now, with Pastor and Yahshua and that Roman soldier up there looking the opposite direction. Remember, Zerubbabel opposing Babylon. That's why they're facing different directions, because these two, the branch and Yahshua, are opposing this system, this evil Babylonish system. That's why he's called Zerubbabel. But notice, it's in the upper region. Well, remember, pastors taught us that that cloud space is also part of the firmament, okay? It goes way out there. Let's go to the next slide. When you add up all those numbers, 166, 996, and 509, you get 1641 again. Remember, it goes to 3398, and it means micros, small, little, you know, the little things. Now let's read Zechariah 4:10, where it says, "For who has despised the day of small things? They will rejoice and will see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel." Remember, the plummet of righteousness in the hand of Zerubbabel. And remember what I said, if you stand with Zerubbabel, don't be surprised if there's a 666 attached to you too. But it's not that you're an evil person. Don't be thinking that way. It's showing that you're standing with the one that opposes Babylon. It says, "They will rejoice and they will see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, and the complete knowledge and understanding of Yahweh will go throughout the whole earth." And notice the tiny micro kingdoms, 1074. That's what Pastor called them. That's Pastor's tag, the family of Yahweh's tag. Let's go to the next slide. Zechariah 4:10 says, "For who has despised the day of small things?" And I showed you the last time I spoke that word "the day" means time period. So I put in time period microbe, because the day is time period and small things microbe, right? Notice you get Pastor's tag, 1074. He taught us all about these microbes. He's the one that did, showed us all these secrets. 179 is Abel. And then 531. What could that mean? I think it was talking about a great sign that was given right over this house back in 2017, just a few days before 531. I think it was Pentecost. There was an olive tree. If you notice where it says the hidden secrets of the two witnesses, there was an olive tree with a number 531 written in that olive tree, sitting right over the sanctuary where the great Kahan actually drew. If you see that picture down at the Tree of Life on the left, that was a picture that was drawn years before that took place, sitting right in the exact same spot. 531. Well, guess what? 531 means Amos, you know, the son of Amos, Isaiah, son of Amos, and Isaiah 2, which is on page 531. And it means strong. From 553, courageous, determined, made firm, made haste. We heard about that yesterday. Made strong, strengthened, summoned, established. This is talking about summoning to the city of Israel. Established, steadfastly minded. And then 531 in Greek means unchangeable, not passing away, and permanent. Yes, the only thing that's forever in this world, it's right here. Can I hear some honks for Yahweh?
Not any unless you're at the house.
Now, these
Yahweh
are part of the small things that Yahweh's been showing us all along. These great secrets that Yahweh's been revealing through these little microbes that Yahshua has command over. Let's go to the next slide. Pastor talks about these little guys. He says in the 12th book, part 2, chapter 16, verse 91, he says, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. The firmament, yes, we've described this many times, and from that circle there, he put so many wonderful things in that circle of the earth. Notice, the circle of the earth inhabitants. You got the number 996 again, because it's talking about upward, the firmament between. And 306 means to bind firmly, to be healthy or strong, to recover, because that's what these microbes do. They help do these things. They keep everything together, and they help us to recover. Notice also, cause to dream. Cause to dream. Wonder what that could mean. 1836 is the second number, and it means keep, keeping, maintaining, maintain, think, show. Remember, it's a big, massive brain, too, and it shows us things in the sky, okay? 996, okay, space between, above, between. And 996 also means help, aid, a helper, helping, crying, proclaiming. Remember, they're declaring, they're proclaiming things in the clouds and in the firmament, in the heavens. Let's go to the next slide. Remember that window in heaven I talked about? 996. What a coincidence, right? Now, 996, 166 means to be clear, 996 means a space between, above, between. This is what it's talking about, the firmament. Notice in Genesis 1:6. The word between, where he says that he says, and the waters above, between the waters below, he's going to divide between the waters and the waters. Between is word number 996. You see that? That should seal the deal right there, right? 2711 in Jewish means a resolution, like a higher resolution, like a picture. And notice, it means also means lawgiver. It's from 2710, and it means lawgiver, scepter. I wonder what that's talking about. Go to the next slide. When you add up all those numbers, or actually when you put in all those meanings, you get 3523, and it means something woven, a quilt, to be much or many, to be abundant. Remember that mass of microbes, right? In abundance, numerous. And the second number, 2113, is from 2111, and it means to tremble, to quake, to shake, to agitate with fear, move, tremble, and vex. It's alluding to Luke 21:11. It says, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Great signs from heaven. We're going to talk about these in a minute. Strong's Hebrew 2278 is the third number from 2270, and it means united, knit together, to be compact, to unite, to join together. Let's go to the next slide. When you add up all those numbers of what I just read, you get 7914. And notice the number, the word, it's S-K-I-Y-A-H, like sky, Yahweh, you know, look up in the sky, because Yahweh's showing us pictures. 7914 says picture, a conspicuous object, attracting the gaze imagery from 7906, an observatory. Well, that's, we're sitting in an observatory right here. And sign in the clouds is 1074, pastor's tag. Let's go to the next slide. Because what this is alluding to is this donkey vision that pastor had on 8-25-11, 3,700 years after Genesis 49 was written. And what's on this placemat right here, I put it in the Yematria, donkey cloud vision over the homestead and the house of Yahweh grounds, 8-25-11-AY, I get a 996. What a coincidence, right? Cloud pictures, 996. Okay, go back and read about this. 12th book of Israel, chapter 1. Read that again. Go to the next slide, please. Donkey picture, 996. You can flip that Jewish and get 996. Remember about the microbes and the between, the space above, the firmament, and the helpers, the little microbes, the small things. When you add up all those numbers in donkey picture, you get 2128. Where it says in Luke 21:28, so when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Look up. and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Let's go to the next slide. In the 11th book of Israel, part 2, chapter 16, verse 39, pastor says, now look at verse 28, Luke 21, 28. Now this is meant to be encouraging because of the fact that the load has been great, the tests have been great, the frustrations, you know, we've been through it all. I've been through it all with you. I know what you've suffered, and I'm suffering with you. So this is an encouraging sign. We heard that word this morning, right? This is an encouraging sign to us, and that's why he sent it at this time, to let you know. And remember, we have a comforter. His name is Israel Hawkins, right? That Yahshua said he was going to send to us. When you put in that word comfort and courage, look whose tag number comes up. 1074. And notice, 179 means mourning. And one of the prophets said he's going to comfort those that are mourning at Abel, okay? And now that 710 is the third number, and 710 is alluding to page 710 in your book of Yahweh, Habakkuk, which means encouragement. Encouragement. He's trying to encourage us through a sign. Let's look at the sign. Is that the comfort Yahweh wants us to have? That ship that says comfort that was shown on Drudge Report during the feast? No, that's not the comfort Yahweh's going to give us. Let's go to the next slide. Today is Yahweh 21, 2020, and it's Omer 6. Notice, the first number, 581, means to go, to walk, to go, come, walk, come and let us go, to flow, to go at once, growing, move, move here, move to the city of Israel. Moving, greater, more and more, spreading. This is talking about the growth, to bear, to bring, to flow, to grow, to prosper, to carry away and depart. That means evil will depart as we spread out. 581 also means in the Greek to be away, to be removed from, to separate, come out of this world, get here to help build this city. The third number, notice, 3486 means from Hebrew 551, Nehumia, which means consolation of Yahweh, comfort, comforting. From 5162 to change minds, comforted, comforter. Remember the comforter, pastor, to repent, think better. We're going to think better and more clear if we get here and help build this city right away. Men, when the time of mourning was ended, think of Isaiah 40 verse 1 where it says, comfort, comfort my people in Jerusalem. This is Jerusalem, the city of the priest who teaches peace. Now notice, Nehumiah, that word Nehumiah we just read in that 3486, it means consolation, consolation of Yahweh. Now notice, I got to get this in. Consolation of Yahweh. It says the prophecy of doom on Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nehumiah, the Elkoshite. Notice, Elkoshite is 512 in Strong's. 512. Isn't that does that remind you of Pastor's dream? Go to the next slide, please. Now, Yahweh 21, 2020, Omer 6, the third number is 6614. I didn't show you that yet. That's alluding to it means robe, by the way. It means a very expensive robe. Okay? But it also alludes to Isaiah 66:14. Now listen. When you see this, your heart will rejoice, and your bones will flourish like grass. And the hand of Yahweh will be known to be with his servants in the city of Israel, and his judgment or his indignation will be toward his enemies, or toward, you know, Yahweh's not mad at anybody. He's not angry with anyone. It's just showing about judgment, okay? But notice the tag number 1074. You see that? He's speaking about you right here. Now watch. So what is he saying you're going to see and rejoice? Go to the next slide, please. You see that sign right there? Remember, it's an encouraging sign. It's an encouraging sign that pastor said Luke 21, 28 was about. Notice Yahweh 19, 2020, 5:12 p.m. That's when pastor put his finger up and pointed at that sign. I wasn't there. I wasn't part of putting the sign up. There's a lot of people that are involved in this work, okay? I was told about this last night, and I just put it in your matrix, and it matched what I already had. Notice, when he put that up, and by the way, today's the 21st, on 9/21, Isaac 21, we first brought the sermon about the city of Israel. Remember that? Now, 581 again means to go, to come, to move. Let us go, flow, go at once. Go at once. Come here now and help build more and more, spread. The second number, 581, in Greek means to be away, be removed from. And then there you go again, 3486. Remember, means Nehumia, consolation, comfort. Okay? The third number, 7194, means to bind, to league together, join together, stronger, work. If we get this, if we all get here and unite and start building the city of Israel, Yahweh's going to bless us abundantly. People are going to flow here. Now notice, the next final slide, Zechariah 4:10 again. For who has despised the day of small things? They will rejoice. Notice, they will rejoice, comma. They will rejoice, 1074. You see that? They will rejoice. He's speaking about us here at the city of Israel. Notice, the home of 1074 and the house of Yahweh, right? They will rejoice, 1074. And that number 2214 is talking about Revelation 22:14. Blessed are those who keep his laws, that they have right to the tree of life and can enter in through the gates into the city of Israel. Let's give Yahweh a hand. At this time, if you'd all please remain as you are, I'd like to turn it over now to the great Kohen Yehuda Hocken.
Well, I need somebody on a video thing here. Shalom. Please be seated if you're in the building, and everybody else get comfortable in your cars and trucks and RVs and everything. Please take your Book of Yahweh and turn to Micaiah chapter 4 verses 1 and 2, or Isaiah chapter 2 verses 2 and 3. Both these scriptures say the same thing. They're word for word the same in the Hebrew. I want to read this real quick. I've got a lot to cover and not a lot of time to do it with. But in these scriptures, either Micaiah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, or Isaiah verses 2 and 2 and 3, it reads, "But in the last days it will come to pass that the mountain, the promotion of the house of Yahweh, will be established in the chief of the nations. It will be raised above all congregations, and all peoples will eventually flow to it. And many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain, the uplifting of Yahweh, and to the house of the father of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths, because the law will come forth from Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem." There's been some confusion on this word house. The word house that is written in Micaiah 4:2 and Isaiah 2:3 is translated from the Hebrew word bayit. And this word is on page 154 of the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew by David Kleins, volume 2, page 154. Now, I'm going to put this on the screen, but if you'll see there, it says, House of Yahweh. There it is, right there. Okay. There was some concern because there are a couple of the interlinears out there being published. Where they don't say house of Yahweh, they say temple or tabernacle. But here is the interlinear. This is the English Standard Version interlinear on page 1957. This print's really small. 1957. And I put this one in. Did I get it? Now look. This is Micaiah 4 verses 1 and 2. Or Isaiah 2, verses 2 and 3. And look what these other interlinears say. "And he shall far, the latter, in the days, he shall be mountain of," and there it is, house of Yahweh. Not a tent, a tabernacle, or a temple. House of Yahweh. And then here it comes down here, in this verse about it said, the house of the... it says the house of the father of Jacob. There it is, Yahweh. And two house of, the house of Yahweh of the father of Jacob. Now the words go up that are written in Micaiah 2:4-2 and Isaiah 2:3 are translated from the Hebrew word olah. This word is listed on page 1081 of volume 2 of the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary of Marcus Jastrow, which shows this word means in Hebrew olah babal, and that olah means to go up, and babal, the first letter, is the Hebrew letter bet, the analytical Hebrew and Chaldean lexicon by Benjamin Davis. So this word is a preposition that means to move to, noting motion of movement. And the two letters of the Hebrew word babal are the Hebrew letters bet and lamet, which put together form the Hebrew word baal. Now that is bet lamet, not baal, which is the Lord. The Hebrew word baal is listed on page 205 of a Hebrew and Chaldean lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius First, which shows this is the original form of the Hebrew word and name Abel. Now, again, the house, that word house, is we showed there by the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew by David Kleins. It is translated from the Hebrew word bait, and it means house of Yahweh. The words come forth that are written in Micaiah 4, verse 2, and Isaiah 2, 3 are translated from the Hebrew word yatzah. This word is listed on pages 488 and 499 of volume 2 of the New International Dictionary of Old Testament Theology and Exegesis by Willem van Gimeren, which shows that word means to restore. The word, I'm just saying, they have a word that's translated word that's in Micaiah 4, 2 and Isaiah 2, 3 are translated from the Hebrew word yatzah. Okay, the word in the scriptures is translated from the Hebrew word dabar. This word is listed on page 182 of a Hebrew and English lexicon of the Old Testament by Brown, Driver, and Briggs, which shows this word is a correct translation, and the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary by Marcus Jastrow, page 1, page 270, also shows this word refers to Abel. It means word. The word from, that is written in Micaiah 4, verse 2, and Isaiah 2, verse 3, is translated from the Hebrew preposition ma. This word is listed on page 112 of part 1st, of the Hebraic tongue restored by Fabre d'Olivet, which shows this word means by, or by means of. The word Zion, that is written in Micaiah 4, verse 2, and Isaiah 2, verse 3, is translated from the Hebrew word zu. That's zare wa he. This word is listed on page 824 of volume 1 of the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary by Marcus Jastrow, and it also is listed on a couple of other parts of it. The book points out that this word is commandments, 613 commands, positive and prohibitive. If you do them as they are commanded, they are deeds of merit. The word Jerusalem, that is written in Micaiah 4, verse 2, and Isaiah 2, verse 3, is translated from the two Hebrew words are Yaru and Shalom. The Hebrew word Yaru is listed on page 436 of volume 2 of the Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon of the Old Testament by Koliel and Baumgartner, which shows this word means a priest who teaches or instructs. The Hebrew word Shalom, that is listed on page 1533 of volume 4 of the Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon of the Old Testament by Koliel and Baumgartner, which shows this word means to keep peace. So this is what Isaiah 2 verses 2 and 3 and Micaiah 4, 1 and 4 verses 1 and 2 are saying. But it will come to pass in the last days that the mountain of promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations and will be raised above all congregations, and all nations will eventually flow to it. And many people will come and say, let us go up to Abel, to the mountain, to the promoted praise place, to praise Yahweh, to the house of Yahweh, Father Yahweh, the Father of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law and the word of Yahweh will be restored to Abel by those who keep his laws, which if one does them as commanded, they are deeds of righteousness, and who are taught by the priest who teaches peace. This isn't going to go on there, but I want to put it over here. If you will, turn to Revelation 14, verses 1 through 7. We're going to go over this real quick. Please be patient. Get the DVD or the CD when it comes out. Revelation 14, verses 1 through 7. And I looked, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of great thunder. And I heard the harpers singing with their harps. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders, that's priests. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. And that's kind of true. Here people hear this house of Yahweh music and say, oh, it's pretty. But what are they trying to tell us? They just don't get it. But we do. The house of Yahweh. Verse 4. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, forbidden assemblies. It's talking about, remember the woman, the house of Yahweh? Well, there are women that are assemblies, that are not, that are churches, so forth, all those. It says, no. For they are virgins. They are cleansed and pure. The red heifer has been, they've been on him. They cleanse themselves by eating clean food. Not dead rats, dead bats, dead dogs, dead people, dead pigs, dead salamanders, dead frogs, dead lizards, dead snakes. The people that don't eat these things, if they get COVID-19, it's like having a bad case of sinus, and that's all. But the ones that pile on this food, they're sitting ducks to get killed. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed among men, the first fruits to Yahweh and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, falsehood, for they were without fault before the throne of Yahweh. And I saw another Moloch come in the midst of heaven, flying, having the everlasting message to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, and language, and people, saying in a loud voice, reverence Yahweh and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountains of waters. The word on in Revelation 14:1 is translated by the Hebrew word ol. This word is listed ol. This word is listed on page 599 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon by Benjamin Davis, which shows this word means with. The word mount that is written in Revelation 14:1 is translated from the Hebrew word har. This word is listed on page 371 of the Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon to the Old Testament, Julius First, which shows this word means mountain of the house of Yahweh. The word Zion that is written in Revelation 14:1 is translated from the Hebrew root word Zion and its root word Zu. This is a traditional translation of the Hebrew word Zion, and this word is in the line, and this word is listed among in its word group on volume 1, page 824 of the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary by Marcus Jastrow, which shows this word means 613 commands, positive and prohibitive, if thou doest them as they are commanded, their deeds of merit. So this is what Revelation 14:1 is saying. We were going to cover 14:1. The rest of it is pretty straight and clear. And I looked, and I beheld the Lamb standing with the house of Yahweh, who are those who keep all of his laws, and with him 144,000 having his name and his Father's name written in their voice in heaven, in their forehead. Now, not heaven, written on their forehead. And I heard, and anyway, and look, if you will, this is what we're talking about. He saw Yahshua standing with the house of Yahweh. You heard people say, stand. I'm here to tell you right now, Yahweh and Yahshua stand for you. And that's what it's all about. Those who keep all of the laws, the 144,000, they have the name Yahweh and Yahshua's name written in their forehead. In other words, those are the only things are on their minds. Reverence Yahweh by keeping all of his laws. For this is the duty of all men, as Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. May Yahweh bless your understanding. And I turn the services over to Kohan Ilya Hawkins so I can get... He had a lot of paperwork there.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. Remembering with what's been said so far by all the great speakers that have come forth, of course, we see this food supply in this world that is diminishing. And it's breaking, and they're showing how it's breaking. And I want you to consider something. You're at a place of certainty right now. The great house of Yahweh is a place of certainty and a place of direction to where you know how to move forward. This world, going back out into it, is a place of uncertainty. It's a place where people have no idea what is coming next. It's a place that is groping in the dark. When you look at the food supply, consider when you went to Walmart or other stores when it was plenteous. Think of the items you could buy. There were very few. Now that the food stores, the food chain, the food supply is starting to break, what will be left? Just because there's food in the store doesn't mean it will be clean for you. Consider where you're going and what you're doing. And remember what Deuteronomy 12:5 says. Seek out this place and there you must go. You must go. With all these things taking place, we see the world is slowly coming over. We see Yahweh's way is slowly taking hold because scientists are now saying handshakes should become a thing of the past. No more touching. Remember what Pastor brought just a few weeks ago or months ago about touching. Don't touch. Get away. Stop. It's not proper. Also, scientists saying don't wear shoes in your house. What other place in this world tells you to wash your shoes? What other place tells you? Who else has said, spray your shoes even before you get in your car, Pastor brought us, telling us why? Well, scientists are just now catching up, but they're still lagging behind because for the COVID-19, they're not teaching repentance. They're saying they're going to start using the blood of people that have gotten over this disease to treat those who haven't surpassed this disease. Taking blood of one person and giving to another. Taking the sins of one person and injecting them into another. It won't work. You can't do it. That's the way of the gods. Anything but repentance. You can't transfer sin from one person to another and expect righteousness to come. Also, while all this is taking place, the United States is building up missiles. They're building up ready to confront Iran, and they're building up in the country of Iraq. And this is all taking place while this pandemic's going on. But you'll also see this pandemic is starting to slow down because the five moons is coming to a very close end in China, and you'll see it where it started off in the Roman month, the 12th Roman month. You'll see it count down, showing how in the Roman months, so everyone can understand, those of you that may not be familiar with Yahweh's calendar, it will show you how in these Roman months it is getting to five moons. Now, the United States is about a moon and 2 weeks behind China. The first case in the United States was the first Roman month of the 20th day. And remember, there's a 14-day incubation period. So it was the first Roman month that entered into the United States. But it will last for five moons. Well, while we know when this is going to come, and this window will open for many people very soon to get to Yahweh's house, and I hope everyone realizes that's why this window will open, is to get to Yahweh's house. Watch what the governors and the president and even news reporters are doing about opening this country back up. There is a lot of harsh comments being made, a lot of angry statements being made, a lot of disagreement. There's no focus. There's no plan. There's no real agenda on how to fix things. And everyone needs to understand there will not be a plan on fixing this world until everyone says, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh and receives direction from the one sent. But please notice, with everything that you do, notice how this curve is starting to flatten. They're saying the curve is starting to flatten here in the United States, and count the months. Be proven. Let it be proven to you what the one sent has said. That is the only way one can escape death, is to follow the words of the one sent as he is being guided by the high priest. At this time, if we could go ahead and please play the news. At this time, if everyone will please stand and prepare your horns to blow, I would like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael Abel Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. I hear you out there. I hear your trumpets. This is wonderful, wonderful. Well, let me get these. We got some really great pomegranates here. But Yahweh, look at us. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. You hear them trumpets? Oh, this is great. Yahweh's peace be with each and every one of you. The world has no peace. You could be seated. The world has no peace. They have no Sabbath, day or night. Remember this, that the corrections that the great Kohan Yehuda brought, and remember that Yeshua said Yahweh will not be worshipped in these mountains nor in Jerusalem. It won't be. Where it is the chief of the nations. That's the last days. Now, Yeshua said that in 33, the temple was taken to Rome in 70 AY. B 96 was when Revelations was written. Revelations wasn't written at that time. This shows us that the book of Yahweh, including Revelation, was taken to Rome. It was imprisoned. It was sealed up, as Daniel said. Seal them up until the time of the end. That's your book of Yahweh, till the time of the end. It was kept sealed for over 1,500 years. The book of Yahweh was not allowed to be seen. Finally, Yahweh brought it about. He actually had everything planned, every step. He brought it about to where the versions of the book of Yahweh were allowed to come out. The versions of the book of Yahweh. And then at last, in 87, the book of Yahweh came out. But for 1,500 years, it wasn't there. So what Yeshua was speaking when he said, Jerusalem, Yahweh won't be worshipped here. He won't be worshipped in these mountains or in Jerusalem. He said it to us. This was not even seen until 1611 when they finally started putting out the King James Version for us, not for them. Even the ones that was putting it out, they died before it was finished, before it was ever put out. Others kept working on it and pushing it and printing it for money's sake, of course, but it came out. Yahweh saw to it that it came out. Now, with all that in mind, know that that book of Yahweh is written for, but in the last days I will establish my house. If you don't believe that, I'll go over it with you step by step in history. It's all written in history. Well, now, yesterday I left off with this virus, the makeup of it, the how it gets into it. It mixes with pork, of course, following the priest to each pork, Isaiah 66, following the priest to each pork. Pork has what they call trichna. And, of course, it gets in your body. The health books show that it gets in your body and goes to just about, it can get to any part of your body. When it gets in the brain, it causes confusion, Yahweh said. Leviticus 18 shows that when these things build up, your body is confused, your brain is confused, and it's hard to make a sensible decision. So we see wars, we see hatred, we see bitterness arise. And this is what we're seeing now. This is what all of this is bringing forth, a 6, 7 plagues of disaster. 7 plagues. We're in the first one now. This is Revelation 16. Well, this plague, what's bringing it forth, Yahweh tells you it'll only last a certain time, 5 moons. And after five moons, you're going to see this thing diminish just about like you saw it come. That's what Yahweh says. Check me out. Then maybe you'll start believing the prophecies. The prophecies don't lie. For this time period, Yahweh said you're going to have nuclear bombs that will darken the sun. Matthew 24:29. I'm speaking to about, I don't think I brought it, but something like 4 million people today. Almost 5, I think. And so I want to bring you up to date a little on this so you'll understand about these plagues. There's 6 more after this one. This one is only the first. Yahweh tells you when it would start, when it would end. Then he tells you the rest of these plagues and the kingdoms destroying themselves, the establishment of those kingdoms that he allowed will be switched over in this time period. They're being switched right now. You've taken the reins, you've taken the lead, you begin to reign, your judgments are coming to pass, Revelation said. It says that to us, the last days, house of Yahweh, Micaiah 4, but in the last day, Micaiah 4:1-3, but in the last days, the last days you will have bombs that will darken the sun. Those bombs started in 1934. With the increase of knowledge, Daniel showed in Daniel 12:4, the increase of knowledge. The increase of knowledge started in 1934. So you have the 1934 that started the increase in knowledge and 1934 that started the nuclear bombs that can darken the sun in the last days, or as Yeshua said, they asked him the end. What's the end going to be? What's the end going to be? The end of the sin and you taking over the kingdoms of the world. That was the question asked him in Matthew 24:1-3. Well, back to this virus here now that is made up of sin, STDs, trichna, all the sins that we put in our body that the religions have actually, Satan has actually used the religions to teach you how to put things in your body to bring down the micro kingdoms that you were made from, made of the dust. That's the micro kingdoms. These kingdoms that your body is made of, the microbes, that's what helps you as an individual see, hear, smell, taste, feel, enjoy. Enjoy all the things you see, all the things you can hear, all the foods you can taste. That's what makes it possible. That's how Yahweh created mankind. Without this body, you could do nothing like that. You wouldn't enjoy life as an individual. You couldn't talk and communicate and associate with one another at all. But with it, the way Yahweh made it, we can enjoy life forever if we keep Yahweh's guidelines on how to manage this body of ours that is made up of the microbes, dust of the earth, and it's maintained in the same way by them. Well, it shows in this article, Fighting the Virus, it's called, and it shows how this virus is made, the mixture that's made. It shows
there's one word here that I wanted to point out to you. The debilitate. This debilitates the body, meaning it weakens it. It weakens the immune system. It takes the strength. Yahweh's laws is his strength. Yeshua said, and if you will accept this, this is the Eliyah which was to come. The strength of Yahweh, that's what the word means, Eliyah means. It means the strength of Yahweh. And Yeshua said, this is the Eliyah, that's the laws and the prophets, which was to come. It's being brought by Yahweh's house. With that, we can start off now and get into the sermon. I left off with Deuteronomy 30, and we didn't finish that, but so turn to it now. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Chapter 28 is showing the great blessings that you can enjoy with your body that Yahweh has given you to enjoy forever. Then chapter 30 of Deuteronomy, when these things come up on you, talking about blessings and curses now, you got the blessings that's promised in chapter 28. That applies to you. You got that. If you want to repent of sin, convert to keeping Yahweh's laws that guide you to keep you from destroying your own body of microbes that Yahweh has given you. I'm thinking everyone could understand that. If not, well, I'll be bringing more on it anyway. But now look on over to verse 15. See, I have set before you this day life by righteousness and death and destruction. I've set it before you. You've got to choose which way to go, what you want, how you want to live. You've got to choose it. You've got to come to unity with Yahshua. Now, we're going to get to that fully here in just a little bit. So pay attention, write this down, get you a pencil and paper so you can study it. In that I command, as he commanded Adam, don't eat of this tree of evil, or dying you will die. Well, now here he's commanding you. The book of Yahweh is back in this time period, the last days. And Yahweh, in the last days, I will establish my house. So now he's commanding you this day to love Yahweh. Yeshua said, this is the first and greatest commandment, to love Yahweh. Well, the dear fathers of Israel, they took the name Yahweh out and put the name of their God there. And they put Lord, which means rabbi. So now you're worshiping dead rabbis. You're worshiping gods that can't foretell the future. They're as dumb as sticks, sticks of wood, the prophet said. Yahweh's prophets wrote that. They're dumb as the sticks of wood. They can't foretell the future, so they steal the prophecies from Yahweh, and they put their names on it. We've had them do that with our writing, by the way. In that I command you this day to love Yahweh your Father by walking in his ways, by keeping his laws, his statutes, and his judgments. Well, where do you get that? Where do I learn? Where do I go? Yeshua said, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness.
in the last days, I will establish my house in the chief of the nations. The chief of the nations. That's long been the United States. The chief of the nations is the United States in these last days. In the last days now. Yahweh will not be worshipped in Israel. He won't be worshipped in Jerusalem. Even if they build the temple there again, they're not going to be worshipping Yahweh. They'll be worshipping their gods and lords. Verse 17, but if your heart turns away from you now, if your heart turns away, and you're not obedient, and you are drawn away to submit to gods of Egypt, the gods of Egypt. Yes, the Coptic Catholics are God worshippers. They're the ones that came out with the 12 tribes, wandered through the wilderness for 40 years, brought their religion with them, appeared before Samuel and said, we don't want to follow Yahweh any longer. This is 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, verses 4 through 8. They said to Samuel, we don't want to follow Yahweh any longer. We are rejecting Yahweh. Give us gods to worship. Well, Yahweh told Samuel, go ahead and do what they said. That's in 1 Samuel 8, verses 4 through 8. Let them do what they want. They have not turned to me since I brought them out of the land of Egypt. And now they are openly saying to you, we want to go back to our God worship of Egypt. God worship of Egypt. Now it's in Rome, and Yahweh shows it has taken over the whole world. It's brought its God worship through the King James Bible that I dearly love. I was brought up on it, but it is very deceptive until you start finding out what they did to it. That's where the book of Yahweh comes in handy. You can find out. You can also buy an interlinear. That will help. I'm going to show you some copies of some, maybe not today, but maybe this evening. By the way, we're going to have services this evening starting at 7 to 8, and I'll be bringing some more of this to you. Plus, I want to have prayer with you, because you have but a short time to get ready and get here to his house. And of course, I would advise you to get ready, because it takes a little while to get into the ark. You need to be aware of what is going to take place. It's not going to wait on you. These plagues, they're not going to wait on anybody. Yahweh's people has been warned. It's up to you to make the move and prove to Yahweh what you're made out of. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient and you are drawn to submit to gods, to worship them by serving them, most people serve the gods through their jobs. They serve the gods through the money they earn and spend. What did you spend it for? You probably never realized the gods that you're serving when you do this. Think about it. It's a long ways from God worship to Yahweh worship. You really need to buckle down, get your mind on doing things that will prove to Yahweh that yes, I'm willing at all, with all my heart, with all my mind. That's what you just read. Love Yahweh your Father with all your heart, with all your mind. Prove to it. Prove to Yahweh this. You have a short time to do so. Submit to worshiping gods, to worship them by serving them. I declare unto you this day that you will surely perish. That's it. You will perish. I call, verse 19, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you these blessings and the curses. I've let them come. Nothing came on this earth without Yahweh's permission. Since the beginners of human beings turned against Yahweh, the others, us, must prove to Yahweh by accepting and following his laws, or as Acts 3:19 says, we must repent and convert. That's the same thing. But blessed are those, Revelation, the last book in your Bible, written in 96, stayed captive 1,500 years, and comes to Yahweh's house in this generation. Yeah. What a miracle. Another prophecy fulfilled. Now think about that. It's written for us. In the last days, I will establish my house. You must seek the book of Yahweh. You must seek where I choose to place my name. And there you must. Not if you want to. if you want life, it's a must. You must go to his house. That's what Yahshua said also. And in Revelation 22, verse 12 through 16, he said, blessed are those who keep his laws. They have right, they're the only ones that have right to the tree of life. Well, I've set before you these blessings and curses. Therefore, the last two lines of verse 19, therefore choose life, so you and your people can live. Choose it. Well, here in these last days now, we see the plagues that are coming because his way was refused. So Yahweh gave them 6,000 years. He says, this is the way it's going to be in the last days. This is my prophecy. This is my judgment that I am giving to you. And my servant is going to be preaching it throughout the world to all nations. Now you're seeing a law quickly, life and the necessities of life showing that it can be taken away. Shelves empty in the stores, yes. Farmers plowing their crops under. The only hope is Yahweh. The only hope at all for mankind is Yahweh. The other way is taking the world down, and it's going to bring total destruction. Those seven plagues, if you read the whole thing, you'll find out they end in a one-hour burning. Revelation 18 shows it. Not 16, but it shows the one-hour burning, but it don't go into it in detail like Revelation 18 and Deuteronomy 30. Isaiah 58, that's where it all begins for you. Isaiah 58, and you really need to understand this now.
You really need to study it because there is no other way. And Yahweh plainly tells you in Amos 3 verse 7, he will have no other work except that prophesied. In the last days I will establish my house. That is the one prophesied. In the chief of the nations, I will have no other work. Let me turn quickly there and read that to you. Read it from the book of Yahweh, 3:7. Verse 3 says, can two walk together unless they be agreed? Lest they come to unity? Can they walk together? That would be pure nonsense to think you can work with somebody, you can do a work with somebody, you wanting to go one way with it. That's what Satan wanted. And Yahweh says, no, that won't work. It's going to bring all these curses on you. So you've got to agree with Yahweh. He proves beyond a doubt that his word is true. He lays it out in prophecy, in black and white, a book in black and white. And he says, search out the book of Yahweh and read. And you will find that I prophesy, I tell you in advance. Yeshua says, I tell you in advance so you will believe when you see it take place. This, he's telling you in advance right now. He's the high priest over the house of Yahweh. Hebrews 10:21. Well, here in Amos, Amoshah is the book of Yahweh. Amos is your King James Version. He says, can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, the answer is no. Will a trumpet be blown in a city and the people not be afraid? Will iniquity be fostering everywhere as we see it today, be taking place in a city, and Yahweh not also have a righteous work there? This is the question, and he gives the answer in verse 7. Most assuredly, Yahweh, Father Yahweh, will have no work other than the work that he has prophesied, that he has prophesied, put it in writing, no work unless it's prophesied by his servants, the prophets. Well, Micaiah was one of those servants. And he said, Micaiah said, but in the last days I will establish my house. Micaiah, let me tell you when he wrote, when Micaiah was written, that was written in 710 BY. BY stands for before Yeshua. BY. They changed it to BC. But it's actually BY, before Yeshua. 710 years before Yeshua, Micaiah wrote, in the last days. In the last days. Genesis said, you neglected my way, you refused it, so I'm removing it. Daniel said, until the last day. He said, I'm going to give you, Yahweh said, I'm going to give Satan full power here. Your armies are going to rule everything. And of course, Nebuchadnezzar really rejoiced about that. Not realizing, not knowing what the prophet said, he rejoiced. He thought, oh, wow, this is really great. Surely this is pleasing to my gods. Well, here in Isaiah now, 58, by the way, you really need to rehearse all of these speakers before me this morning, because all the prophecies they brought out, you really need though, and the Yahmatria that they brought out, it's not Jahmatria, it's Yahmatria. Yahweh put
these hidden codes in the Bible. He put the number in Scripture. They were there and hidden until this generation. Yes, and brought out in this generation for Yahweh's house. They don't even make sense unless you're a member of Yahweh's house. Well, here now in Isaiah 58 and verse 13. Isaiah 58, look at verse 13. If you turn away your foot, if, you see that? If you turn away your foot from breaking the Sabbath. Revelation says they have no Sabbaths, night and day, night or day, who worship the beast. That's the mark of the beast. Sunday is the mark of the beast. Friday would be the mark of the beast if you're trying to rest on Friday instead of the seventh day Sabbath. Any other day would be the mark of the beast. It shows you rebellion. Any kind of rebellion against Yahweh is the mark of the beast. The beast teaches you rebellion against Yahweh's law. They have no rest, no Sabbath, no seventh day Sabbath. They have no rest night or day who worship the beast. They fight night and day. They eat foods in the day that keeps them awake all night. The body trying to fight them all. The poisons that you put in your body with pork and many other unclean things. If you turn away your foot from breaking the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure, your own business, your own pleasure on my holy day, and you call the Sabbath a delight, you know, it is so delightful when I see the people listening and learning, and they're seeing the joy, the true joy, the true joys of life. You know, they're really experiencing it now because their body is getting healthier, not weakening. You know, your body can renew itself every 7 years if you can stay away from the world. That's hard to do right now. And in spite of all we do, the world is so defiled. In spite of everything we do, we're still taking it in, breathing it in the air, unless Yahweh has a place where it's protected, where it can't get to that air. We let the land rest every 7 years. Let it rest a full year every 7 years at the house of Yahweh. It renews itself. The people in Israel, they don't practice Yahweh's laws. They don't worship Yahweh. They let a neighbor, supposedly they rent it to him on the Sabbath year. Let him do the work, but they didn't work it. They didn't break the law. That was the neighbor he rented to. He was supposed to have allowed that land to rest for me. They're liars. Yahweh won't accept their meager excuses for this, for salvation. Would you want that in your kingdom? Could you live with that kind of cheating and lying in your kingdom? Oh boy. Honor him by not doing your own ways, not following your own ways. Deuteronomy 12 says, go to the place where I choose to place my name, and they'll show you there the way that you must go to bring joy to your life. And he said, you'll learn to rejoice in Yahweh. That whole chapter, chapter 12, 13, and 17, you need to read it. Honor him by not following your own ways, nor finding your own pleasures, nor engaging in idle conversation. Go there to learn to rejoice. We teach you how to learn to rejoice, how to get your body back to rejoicing again. most people never really experience rejoicing. Most people are born with diseases that keep them from rejoicing. And many people die quickly. Some live mostly to their 60s. They work all of that time for Baal. They bought a house for Baal. They didn't know they bought that house for Baal, but they bought it for Baal. Baal allows them to live in it till they die sometimes. Sometimes Baal puts them out on the street because they can't pay their for repairs. They can't pay for the taxes. You know, things change. One of the police officers that I knew real well is kind of a close friend at one time many years ago. He worked on the police department. He spent 25 years on the police department, and because he wanted the higher retiring salary. Well, by the time he got that retiring salary, it was so much inflation came over that he was on the news saying, "How do they expect me to pay my bills? Well, they wasn't expecting him to do anything. They gave him what they said. He had to go get a job. In his old age, after he had retired, he went and got him a job. I think he's dead now. But had to go get a job, another job, to pay his bills. So he's working all that time for Baal. He can't enjoy it now. He's dead. What did it benefit him? If he had come to the house of Yahweh, he would have learned how to actually rejoice all the days of his life, even if he died. And then he would be resurrected and say, "Enter now into my kingdom." Then you will find your joy in Yahweh. Yes, it's there. "And I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it." It's a beautiful thing when you find this. It's more beautiful when you put your whole life into it and really follow it, really follow it. And then it will be more beautiful when Yahweh completely takes over these kingdoms. There won't be much left of the kingdoms, but we will rebuild them. And you could be a part of the rebuilding of these temples, these kingdoms. It's going to start very soon now. We have less than 3.5 years. The 3.5 years that Daniel spoke of and Yahshua spoke of, many other prophets spoke of it. The two witnesses, if you'll read Revelation 11, that's what most of the preachers, that's the deepest they ever get, and it's Revelation 11. But it's all about the 3.5 years. And we're in it right now, the 3.5 years. It will not wait on you. Remember that, please. It won't wait on you. You really need to make your move now. Yahweh bless your understanding, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you! Wow. Praise Yahweh.